Would you, are there any different type kitchens? I mean, like say in the wintertime you might cook one place, in the summertime you might cook another place in the house.
Well, of course, we don't. We cook in the same place, but I know of people that do. They might have a space, maybe say on their back porch, where it would be cooler that it might prepare meals, or maybe on the outside they'd have a place, a grill or something, that in the summer they might prepare meals.
The place where you would generally store your staples, your food, your groceries, you might have a particular room or a little space set off in the kitchen.
Well, there used to be what we would call a kitchen cabinet. It had spaces for things like that with drawers in it where you could pour your flour, your meal in, and store small items in it that you might get from the store. And maybe some had a little room that that they would store that in. I recall that in one of our homes that we had a room and we referred to it as the meal room, because that's where we kept the meal and the flour and larger items like that. And it very commonly would say it's in the meal room.
Now, this meal room, did it have a different type smell to it or a different odor than the rest of the house?
Well, I guess the meal had a tendency to call. Maybe you could smell the meal where the corn had been ground. It'd have a meal smell to it.
Mm-hmm. The things around your house that you don't have any particular use for that are useless, what do you refer to those as?
Well, generally we would refer to them maybe as junk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now a room that you might put this stuff in.
Well, most commonly, of course, people may have different places that they would put it, but we had what we would call then a smokehouse. And we would put items in there that wasn't in use, everyday use, that we didn't need. We would store them in the smokehouse.
Mm-hmm. When your wife cleans up the house, what is she really doing when she's tidying up?
Well, we refer to it as house cleaning. That she might dust and wipe the furniture off, and she would say that she was cleaning house or house cleaning.
Mm-hmm. One of these things, not a vacuum cleaner, but something you would clean up, you know, dirt and stuff off the floor or cobwebs out of the corners.
A broom.
Where is it generally stored?
Well, probably back in a the utility room, if you had one, or maybe set it in the corner of the house if you didn't have a spacious room for it.
Would you ever put it close to the door? And
yeah, it might be set beside the door. Maybe where it would be handy to get to from the outside to come and sweep the steps off or sweep the snow or something off your feet before you came in.
You know, sometimes a woman, she gets her soap powder out and her Clorox and her bleach and stuff like this, and she's getting ready to.
Well, to we'd refer to it as wash. Of course, now we'd refer to it to do the laundry, but used to we'd refer to it as to wash, be wash day.
And after you get washed, you've got to do what to it?
Well, then, of course, before we get to this, I think you mean they would have to dry them. Now, of course, we have dryers now, but then you'd have to take them out and put them on the clothesline and dry. Sometimes they didn't have the wire for it, so they'd get poles, straight poles, and cut them, call it the clothes pole, and hang the clothes across them to dry. Then we got to where we get the wire, the clothes line made out of the wire, and hang them on. And of course, after that's done, getting to what you did, of course, they would iron them.
To get from the first floor of your house to the second floor, you would use what?
The stairs.
Mm-hmm. Would you make any distinction between a stairway outside the house and one inside?
I don't know that being a distinction, or I might refer to the, it had an outside stairs or inside. As far as the name, I believe it would all be stairs to the house. Now, of course, the other building might have a ladder that you would go up, but not the house. It would be referred to as stairs or steps leading from one floor to the other.
This thing you step up onto from the steps out here at the front of the house.
We'd call it a porch.